To prevent similar occurrences of wrongful conviction, the task force wants police interviews taped or lineups done a certain way. It recommends that a victim view suspects one by one instead of the traditional group lineup. Another suggestion is to record suspect interviews. Defense attorney Jerome Buting of Milwaukee is on the task force. He wanted mandatory audio or videotaping. He said giving police departments a choice on whether to do it protects bad cops.
Let's not kid each other. I mean, anybody who's been in the criminal justice system knows that there are some officers, there's certainly a minority, but there are some officers who either deliberately or unconsciously or because of just incompetence are not good investigators.
Cops in favor of voluntary taping of suspect interviews, like Appleton Police Detective Mike Knopfinger, say it protects them from accusations of wrongdoing. It can also result in suspect confessions, which can be used to avoid a costly, time-consuming trial. However, Knopfinger says many of his colleagues are not keen to have their every move recorded on tape.
Sometimes statements made by investigators are not 100% truthful. When investigating property crimes, I know some of those guys will take an item and say to the guy, is there any chance your fingerprints are on this item? And knowing full well that their fingerprints are not on that item.
The task force made several recommendations. They want DNA testing of important cases to have priority. That genetic evidence is what eventually freed Stephen Avery. A state Justice Department investigation cleared law officials involved in the arrest and conviction of Avery. Avery, however, has filed a civil lawsuit for his wrongful conviction in the 1985 rape case in which the victim misidentified him to police during a lineup. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.